Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. Have you invested in crypto yet? If you haven't, I would bet it has crossed your mind at some point, at least, given the relentless talk about it in the media. It's everywhere. One angle that we haven't talked about on this show, at least, is something called staking, and specifically how an investor can use staking to get yield from cryptocurrency. That's why I wanted to book this, this conversation. Brian Mossoff is the CEO of Ether Capital. It is a Toronto-based company investing in Ethereum. He's here to talk about how investors can get exposure to crypto in what he would say is a safe and reliable way. Hello there, Brian.
Hi, thanks for having me here.
Talk to me like I'm 10 years old. Bonus points for references to a dog named Spot and maybe, I don't know, the Wiggles. We know Ether and Bitcoin are cryptocurrencies. All right, that much I think our audience gets. What is staking?
I think it's important for investors just to take a tiny step back and understand the fundamental difference between these two assets. A lot of people like to bucket them into just cryptocurrencies, and that's true, but they have some unique properties. So Bitcoin has this digital gold narrative, but what it doesn't have is at its base layer, at its core, the ability to have a very functional programming language or flexibility in it. The difference with Ethereum is that it's more like an operating system. So we can think of Bitcoin kind of like a calculator, and Ethereum is kind of like an operating system, like iOS, and you can program the blockchain to do things on your behalf. So what is staking? Well, staking is the opportunity to participate in validating transactions and activities that take place on that network by just holding Ether. Many of your listeners have probably heard of something called mining, you know, Bitcoin mining. Yep. There's lots of discussion around the energy that it uses in the computing hardware and where it exists in the world. And Ethereum in its current form, ETH1, also uses proof of work mining. But it's in transition to something called staking. And staking allows any holder of the token Ether, the native token of the Ethereum blockchain, to lock it up effectively into like a bond with the protocol. So you're locking it into a little contract, you're programming the network to do something on your behalf, and you're saying, let's go in basically a round robin-like fashion around this network and take turns validating. And in exchange for that service, we are going to give you a reward. And so what's really exciting about this is by just holding Ether, you not just have exposure to the price of this asset that you believe in, but you can generate a yield. Now that yield is not paid in dollars. It's not Canadian dollars or USD. It's paid in additional Ether that gets put into your account. So right. I think that okay. this is exciting.
It's exciting. I get it from your standpoint. It's like big news. If we put this into the dog named Spot, can we think about it like holding a bank stock that also has a dividend yield? So you may get some capital appreciation in that bank stock, but you also, a part of the thesis is you're going to get a bit of a dividend yield. Is that a fair comparison?
100%, that is a fair comparison, except the dividend yield here is going to be paid in new Ether. If you're staking the asset Ethereum, there's other blockchains that allow you to stake, but right now we're talking about Ethereum. So yeah, you would get a dividend paid in Ether.
Which, to take that, the metaphor, it's kind of like a dividend reinvestment program, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So if you were to be in a drip on a bank stock, you wouldn't get your dividend in cash. You would get that dividend in shares, or at least partial shares.
That is exactly what's happening. And the opportunity for everyday investors to participate in validating these networks while generating this yield is something I think a lot of people should be really excited about, because it hasn't historically been something that you could do in the history of cryptocurrencies.
So using bank stocks, their yield is a couple of percent. And I know there are higher yielders and lower yielders, depending on the industry that you're in and the risk that the equity portion of that story has. How would you compare what you're talking about with staking to, let's say, a bank with a 3% dividend yield? Does staking provide the opportunity for a 3% yield, a 10% yield, a 50% yield?
So currently, the staking reward on Ethereum, and again, there's other blockchains, and as you mentioned, there's different yields here, but the yield currently on Ether, if you stake it, is just above 5%. Now, as more people stake their Ether, that rate will go down because you're sharing these rewards with other users on the network. But as Ethereum continues to evolve and merge the existing version of Ethereum, the one that has all the NFTs and all the decentralized finance and exciting stuff going on, as that merges in with ETH2, this new staking network, a portion of the transaction fees, the fees that everyday people are paying to buy their NFTs or participate in DeFi, will go to the people who are staking. So it's possible that that yield is going to go from, let's say, 5%, it might be 10% for periods of time. It's going to fluctuate. Now, no one really knows what the floor is going to be. My guess is it's somewhere probably around 4%, and on the top end, maybe 13 or 14%. So it's pretty attractive.
And what are the risks that people should be aware of? Because if I were looking at a dividend paying stock with a yield of 10%, that would assume it's a pretty risky proposition, that a lot of investors don't think that dividend's necessarily going to get paid. What are the risks for an investor who is hoping to get that yield from staking?
I think the first and most obvious risk is just that the asset you're holding is going to fluctuate in value and, you know, in terms of its dollar value. So first off, people have to understand that the price of Ether, the wiggly lines on the chart are going to go up and they're going to go down. So that's one risk. The second thing is there is some technical risk depending on how you enter this contract with the protocol. You may do it through a centralized exchange who does it on your behalf. And maybe something goes wrong with the software that they're running, or maybe the hardware that they're running. This is really cutting edge technology. So I don't think we've exactly seen where things are going to have hiccups in the road. It's not something really that's easy to access as an everyday retail investor yet, but it is coming soon. So I think that there's kind of a few different risks. The main one being price risk, and the next one being technical execution and making sure that you're online if you're going to try and run a validator by yourself. For the most part, it's fairly risk-free in terms of most of the time the software doesn't really break and you don't get penalized or anything like that. So it's a pretty great way to generate yield versus participate in DeFi lending, for example.
And how does a retail investor get exposure? Is it through buying shares in your firm? Is that the way to do it?
So right now, retail investors can go on very specific exchanges that offer staking on various protocols, and they can participate that way. They either buy the asset on the exchange or they deposit the asset that they already have onto that platform and click a staking button. Ether Capital is very interested in staking. We haven't ruled out our staking plan yet, but we are getting very close to deploying a very large amount of Ether onto this new network. And, you know, it's wrapped up as into a traditional equity so people can buy it through a brokerage account. So there's going to be different access points and different access points that are appropriate for different investors who have different risk profiles or appetites to find various access points. We're not there yet, but I think we're going to start seeing this in the next 3 to 6 months. And that's where investors should really be paying attention.
What do you say to the question that I am sure you get asked, and that is the speculative, what's the speculative nature of this world that we are in with crypto? So all that you said makes perfect sense, and you explained it eloquently and articulately, but there is a euphoria, an intangible drive, a FOMO for people to be engaging in crypto that always makes me suspicious, because it immediately takes me back to the dot-com boom and bust of 99-2000.
I think it's important for investors to recognize that, first of all, the asset class is definitely here to stay. The question is going to be what assets are around 2, 5, 10 years from now. I think it's pretty safe to assume that Bitcoin and Ethereum will be here. The question is, you know, when you go down that top market cap list, what other assets are going to be around? Do they have real infrastructure being built? Do they have real communities rallying around them? And people have this, as you're mentioning, FOMO, and they feel like they should be investing in everything and get as much exposure as possible. And they may not be thinking about what the time horizon is going to be of these bets. So I think that this is a really tough asset class to momentum trade. As we've talked about a little bit, it's a highly, highly volatile space. Many investors who are new to it haven't experienced this level of volatility before, and they may get very spooked if we see a 20% pullback in the price of Bitcoin or Ether in a single day. Maybe we have a drop by 50% that lasts 6 months or 2 years. I think the investors who will perform the best here are the ones who take a long-term view, who say 5 years from now, Do I believe the asset I'm about to buy, not the meme coins and the flavor of the day, but the asset that I should be putting my money into as a piece of my portfolio, will that be around in 5 years and make up a next part of this internet and new monetary policy that's, you know, being formed around these decentralized communities? If the answer is yes, then I think it's safe to invest and participate in the space.
Excellent. All right, Brian, I have suspensed myself a note for 5 years from today in which we will speak again and replay portions of this interview to see where you were prescient and where you were outright wrong.
It's already in my calendar. I can't wait.
Brian Mossoff is the CEO of Ether Capital. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks. See you in 5 years.